Alliance.
The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy, and hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Friday, February 25th, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Hey, if you want to call into the show today, it is Phone Call Friday, and the phone number is 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. Hey, on Friday, we like to talk to our viewers and listeners, and please call, let me know what you think of the show, and if you have any questions about anything going on. Hey, you can also find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus, and soon you'll even find me on Truth Social. I actually said that without stuttering today. I'm so impressed. All right, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. Thanks, Lewis, for watching. Hey, Joe, and thanks, Charles. I totally appreciate you guys. And if you want to call in today, of course, it's 866-329-3306. Hey, just remember, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the... It's 888. Everybody's telling me I'm giving the wrong number. It's 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. Thanks. All right. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And please say hi so I know you're watching. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on here today. By the way, of course, Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and you can attend a complimentary class next Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. Yesterday, we had a really great class. The room was pretty filled. It was pretty nice. You'll also learn about real estate investing and stock options trading if you go there, investorschooling.com. All right, on today's show, of course, we're going to be discussing the futures update, Russia's sanctions, war updates, war stocks. A lot of people are asking me about war stocks, and, of course, space traffic congestion. We're going to go from war to space traffic. Very interesting. All right, here we go. If you'd like to call into the show, don't forget you can call in at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. All right, let's talk about what happened yesterday. So honestly, yesterday was just another head-scratcher. I mean, the Dow started down 800 points down, and then by the afternoon, it had an incredible recovery. The Dow actually finished up 92 points after it went down 800 points. Now, remember that the Dow plummeted because of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. I don't know, did anybody hear anything about a ceasefire? I didn't hear anything about a ceasefire. So why did it recover like that? Well, if you guys figure it out, let me know, because I have no idea. I'm baffled, but I have to tell you I'm very happy about it all the same. We did have some serious notable earnings after the market closed, and Coinbase and Beyond Meat reported their earnings. So Coinbase actually beat earnings by a lot. Actually, it was incredible how much they beat earnings by. However, the guidance stated that they feel crypto trading will slow down this year. Well, that's kind of weird. Now, remember, they make money on the trade, not the asset. So they don't make money if Bitcoin goes up. They make money as people start to buy and sell Bitcoin. All right. Also, I was surprised that the stock sank on the trade and not the asset. But here, think about this, right? Like, if you remember that, Robinhood, remember the Robinhood story when Robinhood did the same thing? They had a poor earnings report, the stock plummeted after hours, but then the next day it went up 25%. So you may have that same thing happen with Coinbase. The other notable earnings was Beyond Meat. Apparently, real meat is preferred several to one by the earnings report of this company. They lost more money than expected this past quarter, and the stock tumbled over 11% on the news. This was just another stock last year that I got burned on. And I have to tell you, this is why I got burned on it. I got burned on it because I broke a rule, and the rule was don't listen to people. And sometimes you hear rumors or other things from people that make sense until you realize where they heard it from. It was a meme stock, and I fell for the hype not realizing it was a meme stock. This was a big problem for me last year, where I lost money on some meme stocks that I didn't know were meme stocks. The NASDAQ also rose substantially yesterday when it closed up 436 points after being down over 400 points. Even the S&P finished beautifully at more than 63 points up. What an amazing day it was yesterday. Yesterday was a perfect example why you do not use stop losses, by the way. So all you people who had stop losses yesterday, you would have been whipsawed out of your positions and left with all the losses, and everyone else would have been up and you would have been crying. All right, here you go. So the Dow future right now, the Dow is down 125 points, the S&P is down 15, and the NASDAQ is down 39. And I have no idea where it's going to go. Seriously, I have no idea. After what's been happening the last couple of days, I have no idea. Hey, I want to say hello to a couple of people online. I want to say hello to Ken and Tommy. And somebody out there is saying that they love my show. I don't know who the name is. And Michael also as well. I thank you. I totally appreciate you guys. And it is Phone Call Friday. And if you'd like to call into the show, please call 888-329-3306. You can ask questions or make comments. And we'd love to hear from you, especially if you're in your car. I'd love to hear from you if you're in your car. 888-329-3306. All right, let's talk about Russia sanctions. Look, we know from yesterday that the war has started. So what does that mean to U.S. and Russia diplomacy? Well, we know that on the surface level, the U.S. and other allied countries must condemn the actions of Putin. And honestly, I do too, and I bet you do too. We all condemn it. We say, leave these guys alone. We also know that technically the other countries can't do much for Ukraine without starting a full-scale war, right? So if a NATO country decides to help Ukraine, then and Russia retaliates, and the other NATO countries are then obligated to help the NATO nation who helped the Ukraine after Russia retaliated. If you didn't follow that, it basically means World War III. The only thing the United States and other countries can do is to try to punish Russia with sanctions. Now, I had talked about this a while back, and as we know, Putin has been stockpiling precious metals and oil to prepare for a time that the country would have sanctions placed against it. Basically, they've been preparing for war for years. Well, of course, Biden, who can't do anything to stop this war at this time, basically he had his chance, but he was too weak. Anyway, Biden can't stop this war now. He would be a problem. He would actually create World War III. Biden has decided, of course, to place sanctions against Russia. He will attempt to cut off certain supplies and goods to Russia as to squeeze their economy to make them beg the U.S. to stop the restrictions. For the most part, the sanctions Biden is placing against Putin is similar to, listen to this analogy, a mother telling their child, if you don't do your homework, I will make you go to bed 5 minutes earlier. For real. The child, like Putin, just laughs. However, the one thing that he and the G7 allies are also doing is limiting Russia's use of the SWIFT banking system. This banking system allows countries using different monetary systems to quickly transfer funds from country to country. For example, if I have a supply company located in Russia and I want to do business with Americans, I need to accept the dollar, even though in Russia they use the ruble. So the SWIFT system, which stands for a Society for Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunication, connects more than 11,000 banks and other organizations in more than 200 countries and territories, right? It makes it easy for any bank to safely send and receive money from bank to bank in any country or multiple countries. So Biden, in his normal gobbledygook fashion, held a press conference where he said, and I will try to read it word for word. He actually said, I just spoke with the G7 leaders this morning, and we are in full and total agreement. We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen to be part of the global economy. We'll limit their ability to do that. All right. All I can say is at least it wasn't a mean tweet. So the G7 leaders have cut Russia off from the system, or at least that will be soon. And to explain the overview impact of this decision, you should know that the Treasury Department released a memo explaining that on a daily basis, Russia financial institutions conduct about $46 billion worth of foreign exchange transactions globally, 80% of which are U.S. dollars. The vast majority of those transactions will now be disrupted, and you need to understand it will not just be for the government that's disrupted, it'll be for Russian-based businesses. All right, actually, real quick, I'm going to go to the phone. We have Dave on the line. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, Larry, I agree that the war's going to be short, maybe over in a week or two, but if you look at the casualty numbers, they're really low.
So yeah, they are really low.
Doing surgical strikes.
Yeah, they are. And, you're right. They are really low. Exactly.
Yeah, I think they're not going to occupy like, you know, we did after Iraq and stuff like that. They're just going to put people in place that are going to, you know, do what Putin wants. And, you know, Putin just doesn't want that country to be free. That's what scares him.
Yeah, it's actually true. He doesn't want the country to be free. And he also likes the idea of controlling it. He wants to put back the USSR. And that's basically what's happening. You know, it's pretty simple.
In case the Baltics are next.
Yeah, well, and also we also have to worry about China and Taiwan because, you know, it's really Xi and Putin right now who are leading the world.
Yeah, I agree, man. Great show, Larry.
Thanks, man. I totally appreciate it. And actually, on that note, to keep going on, right now, Russia is still carrying out military strikes, and they're clearly pulling their punches, as Dave said. They're not going full out. These attacks are designed basically to frighten the people into submission. The fear is that the Ukraine actually fights back too hard and causes the Russians to actually turn up the power. Of course, Russia still has its ally China, as we said before, who will be assisting Russia in the supplies and possibly the banking system by rerouting the transactions through China. You know, I'm not sure if this is something they can do, but the more and more I think about the idea, more and more I start to realize that cryptocurrency is probably a really good idea, and if crypto was fully accepted by the world, Biden would have no power to turn it off. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial, and if you have an opinion on the war, if you want to call in a little while, you can call in at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306, and we totally appreciate your calls. See you in a minute.
Okay, so you thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus, and I want to thank you all for listening and watching and all that cool stuff. Hey, real quick, we're moving kind of fast right now because I got a lot of stuff to cover. So real quick, the Dow is down 141 points, the S&P is down 17, and the NASDAQ is still down 40. I'm expecting it to be a good day. Hey, I want to get into some war updates. As I was writing today's show, I was being bombarded with news alerts about the war and some of the updates that are happening are somewhat frightening. They actually give me little hope for an outcome, and they also make it clear to me that Russia has already won. And, you know, we talked about that a little while ago. Dave said the same thing. Listen to some of the reports coming in. This was a communication that was sent to the citizens of Ukraine, and it was this: be vigilant and stay indoors, at home, or in shelters, officials said, according to a translation. Going outside is very dangerous now due to the approach of the enemy. The only exception may be the need to move to a shelter if the air alarm signal is activated. This was sent by officials in Ukraine through several communication outlets, including Twitter, and in other communications, the ministry said, we asked citizens to inform about the movement of equipment, and another communication said that they instructed the residents to either stay at home or make Molotov cocktails to neutralize the occupier. Oof. For those who don't know what a Molotov cocktail is, it's a small bomb that's made by putting gasoline in a jar and lighting a makeshift fuse out of cloth. You light the fuse and throw the jar. I have to tell you, this is really disturbing when you think that the army, you know, basically they're going to throw these makeshift bombs at this army, and the army is probably heavily armed. It's a bit of a suicide action to throw the bomb at an advancing troop. The other disturbing statement was the fact that they're asking the citizens to report army movement activity, and that means to me that the Ukraine doesn't have great surveillance systems to track the movements of the Russian troops. And even more, another report is that Ukraine blew up some of their own bridges to keep the Russian army from advancing into some of the areas. It looks like Kiev right now, I don't know if you've been watching the news, but it looks like Kiev is about to be surrounded and taken over by Russian troops shortly. You know, the reports are, they may be sensationalism, or it may be over. Honestly, I think this war will probably be over by Monday. And as I said before, this is going to be quick. It's going to be a quick skirmish, and Ukraine will have no choice but to be occupied. Hey, don't forget, if you want to call in, it's 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. If you want to ask any questions, talk to me pretty much about anything. I'm noticing a lot of chatter online. Thanks, guys. I totally appreciate it. You guys are all talking about the war, and that's pretty cool. So if you're watching online, you can take a look at that. I can't talk about all of it because I'm out of time. I mean, I'm not out of time, but I don't have a lot of time. So definitely take a quick look at what's going on over there on the chat in the Money Chat Now page. Also, if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, feel free to leave comments. And, of course, you could call in at 888-329-3306, 888-329-3306. All right, coming up, we also have some things. We're going to be talking about war stocks, and we're going to be talking about space traffic congestion. All right, so let me talk about what's going on right now, and we'll also, of course, be coming up with some today's stock plays and stock picks. Let's talk about war stocks. So people keep asking me what stocks they should buy as the war continues. They ask me if they should buy Lockheed Martin or Northrop Grumman or other stocks like them. They assume that these stocks will increase in value because war machines will need to be built and used to defend the nations against invasions. The bottom line is, no, it's not the time to buy these stocks. In fact, it's probably the time to sell these stocks, sell them short, or even buy puts on them. It's clear, obviously, that a war is happening, but it's also pretty obvious that it's going to end quickly and that the other governments can't really do much to defend Ukraine. That means that a weapons stockpile will probably not be needed to be increased. Another reason for you to currently avoid these stocks is the fact that they're already peaked in the last 2 months. Lockheed Martin is approaching its all-time high of about 440 as it stands at about 425. Northrop Grumman is also approaching its all-time high of about 406 as it stands right now at 394. So these stocks are no longer the plays, you know, unless, of course, a major war breaks out. If you want to speculate on a major war, and you're right, they probably will take off. Honestly, I'm not a fan of speculation, although sometimes I do have a little bit of fun with it, but in this case, I'm not a buyer. Oil stocks are also close to highs of their highs as well, and I do believe that there may be some room in these, but they may be too close to the current top to play them, so I'm not even a buyer there either. So I'm going to tell you, it's not my thing. All right, let's talk a little bit about something different. Let's talk about space congestion. Hey, have you ever been stuck in traffic? Have you thought about how nice it probably was before we had billions of cars on the road causing traffic jam? Yes, we have billions of cars. You know, you would be able to drive anywhere without seeing another car for miles. That must have been nice. Well, apparently officials from NASA are starting to get concerned that there may be too many satellites being launched into space, and it may cause a space traffic jam, as well as space satellite collisions. So their biggest concern, believe it or not, is Elon Musk and his company SpaceX. I still think Elon Musk crash-landed here from another planet and is trying to figure out a way to get back home. I don't know, that might make an interesting science fiction movie one day, but it would make total sense because this guy is absolutely brilliant. All right, I think maybe I should write that movie. Anyway, SpaceX has been ramping up satellite deployments to power Starlink, which is the high-speed internet service the company has been rolling out into markets across the world. And in January, SpaceX asked the Federal Communication System, the Federal Communication Commission, ready to authorize the company to use a particular setup for 30,000 additional satellites. Now, over time, those satellites will represent the bulk of the 42,000 satellite fleet that SpaceX hopes to ultimately deploy for Starlink. 42,000 satellites. All right, now this made me actually look up the amount of satellites that are currently in orbit, And when I looked it up, I found this. I found a database of objects launched into outer space. So the database is called Objects Launched into Outer Space, and it's maintained by the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. And this shows that since inception, check it out, since inception of sending satellites up, 11,139 satellites have been launched, out of which only 7,389 are currently still in space, while the rest have either been burned up in the atmosphere or have returned to Earth in the form of debris. Now, hold on a minute. Did you even know that there were over 7,300 satellites in space already? I would have never imagined that. That's a lot, right? But how is this? How alarming is the fact that SpaceX is planning to put 42,000 more satellites in the future? Holy space traffic, Batman. That's a lot of satellites. The problem, of course, is that the possibility of collisions. So currently, there is a bunch of space debris floating around in outer space, and that debris travels at incredibly high speeds. A collision could take out several satellites as debris causes more and more debris to collide with other satellites. The concerns are not only the obvious, which is some of this debris may fall into Earth, but some of these satellites, or actually all of these satellites, have important functions. Collisions could cause interruptions in services such as GPS, streaming services, or other important communication services, such as, I don't know, tracking of the enemy, right? So the Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee, I got to tell you, what is these people come up with these names? The Interagency Space Debris Coordination Committee, it sounds like something from a TV show, is working on plans to clean up the debris in space and is working on a robotic satellite that will actually capture and eliminate debris, and this is scheduled to launch their first mission in 2025. So soon space will have three garbage bins for recycling: trash, plastics, and satellite parts. All right, let's take a break, and we will talk to you in just a minute.
Okay, so you thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And so far, we've been discussing, of course, the futures update. Right now, the Dow is down 145 points. The S&P is down 18, and the NASDAQ is down 51. Hey, we talked about Russian sanctions, and honestly, I don't really think that anyone cares. I don't think Russia cares about these sanctions. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. The SWIFT banking system may be a problem, but I don't think it's going to be major. We talked about the war updates, and it's pretty scary over there. We talked about war stocks, and we talked about, of course, space traffic congestion. Coming up is today's picks and plays. But before I get there, hey, by the way, hit that like button, hit that share button. I forgot to tell you guys to hit that share button. Everybody hit that share button right now. Let everybody know what great stocks are coming by hitting the share button and sharing the information. Of course, you can share on your page or on groups that you feel will benefit from the great stock plays. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And you can also still call in at 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. We still have a call for, we still have the time for about one more call. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, yesterday, as you know, it was kind of a crazy day. And I don't know, today might follow suit. It's kind of level, the market is down, but it's kind of level. But the fears of war and the upcoming interest rate rise will continue to mess with the emotions of the money managers. Be careful of buying stocks or options on a Friday. The weekend brings a lot of unknowns, especially in a situation like the one in Europe. In 2 days, anything from a full surrender to an all-out war can happen. Hey, if you go into any positions today, make sure you can hold them for a while if you need to recover. All right, real quick, I'm a big fan of Meta at this price of $200. It bounced right back yesterday. I wish I would have bought it at $190. It was there for a second. Apple is also another play, but I'm looking for another pullback on that stock. And look, I'm going to tell you that some of the safe stocks may still be a play, such as household goods or other consumables. And if you fear the Fed will raise interest rates too fast, these may be good plays. Right now, the Dow, one more time, is down 132. The S&P is down 17, and the NASDAQ is only down 44. Not bad. All right, so crypto, you know, crypto started to make a little comeback yesterday, and I noticed that Bitcoin is hovering at around 38,000. Yeah, I'm really curious. I said this before. I'm really curious to see how Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are going to respond to the war. I actually believe that their acceptance is going to be increased. So what's going on in Ukraine? And by the way, I mentioned this. I don't know if I mentioned it yesterday, but if you saw some of the footage from Ukraine, there were people lining up to try to get their money out of ATMs because they wanted to make sure they had some pocket cash. I've been saying this forever. You need to have some cash on hand. Have a few $1,000s if you can, a few $100s, whatever you can, have cash on hand. This is not your typical emergency fund, like, you know, if you get, you know, if you're in your car and you always have, you know, your parents always told you to keep a $20 bill or keep a $100 bill with you. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having cash from when the monetary system or the ATM system goes down for a couple of weeks or a month or something, make sure you have cash. The other one is gold and silver. And by the way, gold and silver, you know, both gold and silver, yes, they retreated a little bit. And as a matter of fact, right now, gold is sitting right about 1900 again. I'd like to see it hit 2000. Silver's right around 24 again. But I would also say have these on hand as well. So the 10-year Treasury bond also is hovering just under 2. And again, if it's hovering just under 2, that means that nothing really is happening much yet. But it's time. Hey, by the way, speaking of learning how to be free, Investor Schooling is having an amazing event in April, and I'm telling you, you want to be there. In this event, we're going to be discussing money and specifically how to make more and how to keep more, but we're also going to be having prominent, well-known, and admired freedom fighters who will be talking about how you can help win the fight for freedom. One of them is my good friend Bill Spadia. He's the number one talk show host in New Jersey, and he's also the founder of the Common Sense Club, and you definitely want to be there. This event is an all-day event on April 24th. It's at the historic Washington Crossing Inn. You can have lunch and breakfast. And if you go to the number4mmw.com, number4mmw.com, you could register for $197 as an early bird special. And I'm telling you, you are going to learn so much. You are going to be so happy, and there's going to be some great food. All right, I want to thank everybody for listening on WWDB Radio. I want to thank everybody for watching online. And, of course, as you know, from time to time, I own some of the assets and some of the assets and options discussed in the show. Anyway, have an awesome weekend. Talk to you soon.